Hello and welcome to Off the Leash with Eliza, the pet business coach. Eliza is an entrepreneur, coach, writer, pet industry expert, recovering corporate junkie, and pet mom. After fleeing her 9-to-5 of 30 years, she launched her own pet sitting and dog walking business, growing it from nothing to six-figure revenue and a dozen employees in less than 2 years. If you love animals and have ever dreamed about making a career out of working with pets, Eliza has your back. She'll give you a practical look at the mechanics of starting and running a pet business, mixed with a no-holds-barred look at the ups, downs, and sideways of making a huge change in your life and finding your true self with a lot of slobbery kisses along the way. Life is short. Don't spend it chained to something that doesn't bring you joy. Here's your host, Eliza, helping you live off the leash.
Hi, everyone. This is Eliza, your pet business coach. And today on Off the Leash, we are talking with Jessica Fisher of the Pet Parenting Reset. I'm super excited to talk to Jessica. She is a CPCN, a CHPHC, and a positive reinforcement trainer. And on top of all that, she is a podcast host like myself. As a positive reinforcement dog trainer, she works with the whole dog, addressing nutrition, enrichment, and environment, as well as behavior to help pets and their pet parents thrive. Jessica has authored a book to help pet parents find perspective in training their dogs called 7 Miracle Steps to Get Your Dog to Obey, Even If They've Failed Before, All Intelligence Levels and Breeds. I love that. As a podcast host, bringing you thoughtful and educational information to better help you raise happy and healthy pets is her passion. Jessica has furthered her education to become a certified holistic pet health coach and a certified professional canine nutritionist, having helped hundreds of dogs and dog owners and some cats too achieve better health through nutrition and better behavior through positive reinforcement and cooperation between humans and animals. Jessica, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Now, tell me a little bit about yourself and about the Pet Parenting Reset.
Oh, well, I have always loved animals. And for a long time, I just didn't think that I could make a living working with animals. And over the years, I have just kind of found my way through various different things. I actually started out volunteering with rescues and doing TNR with cats. So if anybody's not familiar, that's a trap, neuter, and release program for feral cats that live, you know, outdoors. They're not owned by anyone. And that's kind of how it all started. And it has snowballed into where I am at today, which I absolutely love because holistic health is just such a passion of mine. Nutrition is such a passion of mine. And once I became a dog trainer, I really started to learn and realize how impactful nutrition is in every aspect of our lives. And just being in the healthy pet space has been so wonderful, starting the podcast and getting to bring all of this information to different people has just been such a blessing. It's my favorite thing. So
That's awesome. And I love how you said that you didn't realize initially that you could make a living working with animals, because I get that reaction. I've had that reaction from so many people on my journey working with animals too. And that weird glazed over look in people's eyes you get when you tell them that you work with animals for a living and actually do make a living at it. So I love that you do that. And I love that you came to that.
Yeah.
So, you know, as a pet sitter and a pet parent myself, I find that I want to do the best thing for my pets and I want to advise my pet sitting clients in the best way. And I find that the sheer amount of pet health information and pet nutrition information in particular out there is completely overwhelming. So I'm wondering, when did you first start learning about all of this stuff?
I think it was really because I was just wanting to be, this is going to sound absolutely insane. I just wanted to be more motherly, I guess, to my pets. And I wanted to cook for them. There was something about it that's like, this is me taking care of my pets in a way that's very different from a lot of other people, right? We just buy food on the from the store and throw it in the bowl, and so it's a very different bond that you have with your pets when you're cooking for them. Or we can talk about raw diets if you want, but it started with cooking, and it very quickly snowballed, because what I realized really early on was that when I was started cooking for them, my dogs specifically, I was doing it for my cats too, but I realized that I had no idea what I was doing. So I was just adding this fresh food to the kibble that I was feeding them. And when I went to my veterinarian and said, look, this is what I'm doing, I want to do better at it, I want to make sure I'm giving them a well-rounded meal, so I'm scared to pull away the commercial food that I'm buying because I know that that has everything they need in it. Can you help me? And he couldn't help me. And that was the like OMG moment where I was like, there is a world out here that my veterinarians have no idea about, but I can learn it. And so I just started learning on my own. I spent years digging into blogs and following holistic veterinarians online and just kind of feeling my way around social media with, because even if you follow veterinarians, you follow pet influencers, whoever you follow in the pet world, you're going to find people you resonate with, people you don't resonate with. You're going to find a lot of contradictory information. So you kind of have to feel it out, what feels right for you. And it led me down this path.
That is so fantastic. I'm reminded of my own animals, and one of my cats has kidney issues, and I went to the vet recently, and I asked that same question. What should I be feeding her? And he said, well, he'll prescribe. He prescribed a I think it was Royal Canin diet for a lot of money. And that was it. That was the end of the conversation. And I didn't think to question further. I assumed my vet was absolutely knowledgeable in all of the options, and he was laying out the best option out of many to me. And it sounds like that's not really the case.
No, it's really not. And it's not our veterinarian's fault. That's one thing that I honestly have to keep reminding myself, and that I try to remember to put in my content as well. What our veterinarians do is amazing. It's incredible. I don't have their skill set, and they don't have my skill set. And what they do, they are amazing at anything acute. If your dog gets hit by a car, if they break their leg, if I mean they have some virus that has suddenly come on, like anything acute, they are wonderful at. But what they don't have a lot of training in, unless they choose to do so once they leave veterinary school, they have options. They have to have continuing education throughout their career. So they have options of where to get this continuing education from. And they can go a more holistic route, and they can learn about nutrition. A lot of them choose not to, and that's okay. That they know where they are, what they want to do, and that's totally fine. It's just an understanding of the different skill sets that we have. There's nothing wrong with what they do. They're amazing at what they do. We just have to realize that they're not everything for us. And I think a lot of us don't realize that.
I think that's you're absolutely spot on there. I think too. We trust it's the white coat syndrome, right? We trust the person in
Yeah.
the white coat, doctor and veterinarians, to know what to do, and we don't question. So yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Excuse me. So you mentioned people you wanted to cook for your animals, and I really like the idea of that because it's a bonding activity as well as
Yeah.
it is between people, and I love that. Are you seeing a lot more of that out in the world, or more and more people cooking meals for their pets
Yeah,
themselves?
you know, I think we can kind of get we get in our own little worlds, and the people that we attract to us, we see more and more of it. So yeah, the people that hire me generally are already going down that path of they already know they want to do better. They already know that they want to feed a home cooked diet, or they want to feed a raw diet to their pets, or whatever it is. They just don't know how to do it. They don't know how to go about it and make sure their pet is getting everything they want, or I'm sorry, everything they need. So I do see a lot more of it. And I think it's just like with us, with human, like anytime there's some catastrophe, the opportunity in a catastrophe is when people wake up and realize, oh, I actually have control over this. So right now we're seeing a lot of issues with a couple of different pet food manufacturers who are some of the biggest kibble manufacturers in the United, well, around the world, but we'll leave it for the United States right now. And when things like that happen, people do wake up and they're like, this isn't good. I don't want to do this anymore. What else is out there? And they start looking and they start finding that there are other options and you have more control than what you thought you had. And that's the best part, I think, is that people can take the opportunities in life, whatever it may be in their life going on, and realize how much more control they have than they previously thought.
That's true. I like that a lot. So, what is the hardest challenge you've ever had to overcome in your business?
I think the hardest challenge for me in my business, and I can't even say that I'm completely over it, is asking for the sale. I have been most of my life very introverted, very shy, very much a people pleaser, and overcoming my own insecurities and blocks around asking for money has been probably the hardest thing.
It's interesting you say that because a lot of the clients I work with, we work on pricing. How do you price your services? And 9 times out of 10, they are underpricing themselves, radically underpricing themselves in many cases. And it's not that they're not value added. They're amazing pet sitters. They have tons of experience and their pet businesses are thriving. It's just that they don't feel like they can ask for it. Like you said, it's just not something they feel they can do. And that frustrates me. I do understand that because I went through that phase as well, but it is frustrating. I mean, pet experts out there are so valuable and pets are becoming more and more family every day. It's just, we need to be seen for our worth, right?
Yeah, and if I could just say to your listeners, I recently increased my pricing because I was at a point where I couldn't take on more. You know, you've got this time versus money situation and everything going on in life. I couldn't take on more, but I needed to make more. So I increased my, and not a little, I tripled my pricing
That's awesome.
in one go. And
That's
I can't handle the business.
yeah.
So it is absolutely worth saying that you should price yourself for what you're worth.
And it's terrifying to do, and it's hard to believe when somebody tells you that you should be charging twice or three times what you're charging now. But once you do it, and once you realize that yes, it's actually a good idea, it's an amazing feeling.
Yes, absolutely.
When you go to the market, you don't put one of everything in your cart. You only need some things. You pick and choose only the items you need. It's similar when you start a business. You need all kinds of documents, things like forms, policies, templates, procedures, and agreements. You may have some of these already and just need a few to fill in the gaps. You may be just starting out and need all of these. I've created a document marketplace to get you going quickly with exactly what you need. Find affordable, important for your business documents that you can customize to your company at www.thepetbusinesscoach.dog/document-marketplace/. This link will be available to you on the show notes as well. Don't waste time reinventing the wheel writing documents from scratch. Check out the Document Marketplace today for your business.
So what is your favorite part of your job?
That is such a good question. My favorite part, I think my favorite part is my podcast. And that is definitely not the part that brings in the most money for sure. But I just love, I feel like it is such a selfish thing for me to do because I get to.
How is that possibly selfish? You're helping so many people.
And that's the thing. Like I get to meet and talk to and learn from so many incredible people in my space. And I have to keep reminding myself that it's not just for me. I'm putting this out in the world for other people to learn from as well. So I feel like it's such a selfish thing, but then I remind myself that like everybody else is benefiting from this too. So yeah.
Yeah, that is so true. So what goals are you pursuing right now? What's on your immediate horizon?
I am currently working on so many things. I have my online video-based dog training. I'm completely revamping that and all of the sales pages and all of the things for that, so that I can get that back. When I was going through all of my holistic pet health coaching and nutrition certifications and everything, that kind of went on the back end, like, so I'm revamping all of that to revitalize all of that. Just working on getting more podcast guests and advertising packages for my podcast. So there's so much going on. So much.
Like a true entrepreneur, you're off in a dozen different directions. And they're all exciting. What would you tell your 20-year-old self today if you could go back knowing what you know now?
Part of me doesn't think I would say anything because every experience you go through builds your character and builds the person you are. And I may not be where I am today if I tell myself something that would change that. But I guess if I would say anything at all, it might just be something along the lines of, know your value, know your worth, work on mindfulness, build your confidence. I mean, it would have been nice to have more confidence earlier in life, but again, everything you go through leads you to where you are, and I'm happy with where I am right now, so I probably wouldn't do anything.
I totally agree with you. Life is a series of choices, and I strongly believe that you have a choice in everything, and the choices you make determine where you go and where you are. And I love where I am. I made some bad choices along the way, but they were part of the path to get me where I am, and I love where I am. So I'm with you. Absolutely. I'm not sure I would point my 20-year-old self in a different direction, even if I could. I think I would probably tell her to loosen up, laugh more, take yourself less seriously.
Oh, that's a good
because
one.
Because you're going to screw up over and over and over again. It's okay. You're going to be okay.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like if I knew there was something I could do or say to get me here faster, that would be, the thing. But there's no guarantee with that.
There isn't. No. And I'm not sure I'd want to get here faster. I liked all the steps. Enjoyed the journey. So
that's awesome.
What's one idea that you think the majority of people get wrong?
Just one?
I know, it's so many.
I think Oh boy. If I'm narrowing it down to like what I do, what I work with my clients on, one thing that almost everybody gets wrong, at least initially, I guess it would go back to that the fact that they have more control over the situation than they think they do. We give away so much control because we believe in authority. We believe that other people or other things have so much influence in our life. And it can if we let them, but yeah, like in trusting in your intuition, like paying more attention to your intuition, and that can apply to so many things. So when I talk to people about dog training, I talk to so many people who wind up in classes or hiring a trainer that is using some sort of fear or pain based training methods, and they're scared to say no. They're scared to say to speak up, but they feel like it's not right. They're very uncomfortable in the situation, and they later tell me, "I was really uncomfortable with this, but I was already there." N like, no, this is your dog. This is your life. You have that gut feeling for a reason. I don't care how much you paid that person. Stand up and say, "No, you are not doing this to my dog," and walk out. I mean, that's just one instance, one case. We can follow that through to, health and nutrition and all the things, but like pay attention to what your body is telling you because it is there for a reason.
So well put. And nobody knows your pet better than you do.
Yeah.
And you're their
Absolutely.
voice. So yeah, I can't imagine not speaking up, but I can see how someone would be uncomfortable with doing that. That's
Yeah. Yeah, well, and I mean that's an authority figure, right? You're paying somebody so they have knowledge that you don't, and you think that you need to listen to them. Well, not everybody out there is going to give you the right information, is going to give you the right tactics. I mean, we still have to, just because you're paying somebody for something. I mean, I walk into a doctor's office, and if the first thing they want to do is prescribe me pills without talking to me about diet and exercise, I'm like, nope, you ain't the doctor for me.
Sometimes I almost think that we should be more like 2-year-olds. 2-year-olds are constantly asking why, and
Yeah.
I don't think we ask enough questions.
Yeah. That's true.
So you've done so many cool, wonderful things, and I know this is a hard question to pin down, but what is your proudest accomplishment?
I think the first thing that popped into my head was the podcast, but more specifically, speaking. So whether I'm speaking on the podcast or whether I'm doing a live video on social media or if I am recording for a pet summit or I'm walking on a stage, whatever it is, definitely 20-year-old me would have never imagined that I would use my voice, period. Like I didn't value my voice and now I do. So that would
Fantastic.
be it.
Too bad it takes most of us so long to find that value, find our voices, but amazing when you So, is there anything we haven't covered today that you'd like to say before we close this up?
There's only one thing I ever want to say to anyone, and that is to feed your pet real food. So I'll just say, feed your pet real food.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Fantastic. So can you tell us where people can go to learn more about you and your services?
Yeah, absolutely. So the podcast, you can find it on every major podcast app, and at thepetparentingreset.com. So you can just search the Pet Parenting Reset and it will come up. And if you are interested in holistic pet health coaching or nutrition consultations, anything like that, you can go to my main website, which is also where my blog is. It's my name, JessicaLFisher.com.
That's fantastic. And the links that Jessica mentioned are going to be in the show notes for you as well. So you can look them up there. And I know I, for one, have really enjoyed our conversation. I think after I get done with this recording, I'm going to go down and look at my pet's food and see exactly what's in there and how I can make that better for them and more nutritious for them. So I appreciate you and you being on our podcast today, Jessica. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity. It was so much fun chatting with you.
That's our episode for today. I'd also like to invite you to join your peers in the pet business community by joining our Facebook group. Just search for the Pet Business Academy to find a place where you can connect with other pet business professionals. You can also find me, the Pet Business Coach, on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. I hope you enjoyed today's show, and if you did, I'd love it if you'd leave me a review on whatever platform you're tuning in on. And if you're ready to take the plunge and launch your own pet business, or if you feel stagnated and want to take your existing pet business to the next level, then reach out to me for a free coaching session at tpbc.dog. That stands for The Pet Business Coach, tpbc.dog. And finally, links for all of these resources and any mentioned in the show can be found on the show notes page by going to the episode website on your phone, scrolling to the bottom, and clicking on the show notes link. Thank you so much for tuning in, and remember, you always have a choice. Don't forget to choose happiness.
Are you wondering if a pet business is right for you? Are you feeling lost or overwhelmed in your pet business and don't know who to turn to? Do you want to start doing something you love and living your life off the leash? Eliza can help. She offers a 4-hour one-on-one coaching package for working through complex questions or developing strategic and tactical plans for your business. This package can be used as you need it over 2 months in 30 or 60-minute increments to give you time to digest and act on what you learn. Eliza also offers 30 or 60-minute single sessions to help you get answers to your quick or less complex issues or questions. Book a free 20-minute coaching call with Eliza today at www.tpbc.dog. And in the meantime, don't forget to check out Eliza's tools and templates to help you move your business forward. You can find them on her website at www.thepetbusinesscoach.dog. Have a pawsome week and join us for the next episode of Off the Leash.